town looks forward to new Amazon jobs with Centreplan. Jobs are expected to be created at a new Amazon site. The US retail giant reportedly purchased land on site of Didcot A Power Station for $265 million, the equivalent of around £200 million. Amazon has neither confirmed or denied the purchase of or the sum. The coal-powered facility was closed down in March 2013, having operated for 43 years after opting out of EU's large combustion plant directive. But in December, Amazon submitted a planning application to the Vale of Whitehorse District Council to build a new data centre. Joe Palmer, the District Council Economic Development Lead, previously speculated that it was his understanding the data centre could lower the number of jobs accommodated on the site. Amazon has since written to the council confirming this will not be the case, and that there will be a net rise in jobs from 6 full-time jobs currently at the site to 11 full-time jobs equivalent with the new data centre. It is not clear how that will be split between full-time and part-time, although all 6 current posts are full-time, the company told the council in a published report. The internal floor space will increase by almost 300 square metres, from 1,384 to 1,673. A spokesman from the economic development team said, "We have liaised with the developer and are fully satisfied that the new development represents an uplift both of floor space and number of employees. We will continue to work closely with the developer for creation and monitoring of community employment plans relating to this and any other developments in the area." Meanwhile, the climate and biodiversity team at the District Council noted significant environmental implications associated with data center development, usually associated with high water and energy consumption. "We would look to support planning applications which have potential to supply waste heat to existing or future heat network," the department said. Data center layout and design should consider the infrastructure and connections that would be required to achieve this. It is estimated that a 20 megawatt data center could heat 4,500 homes, the council notes. A decision on the planning application is expected to be made by March the 3rd. Didcot A Power Station in Milton Road closed in 2013, and 3 of its 6 cooling towers were demolished in July 2014. It first generated electricity in September 1970. The coal-fired power station saw protests, and at its demolition, residents stood on hilltops to watch its fall. In 2016, a large section of the boiler house collapsed as it was being prepared for demolition. 4 men were killed in that tragedy.